Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and remember when George Carlin famously said that chickens are decent people? I'd like him to meet KG and see if he still holds on to that theory. And with me, I have...
Whatever happens this week, just remember, we smile at dawn, friends.
And...
Guys, I think I accidentally killed Kane. His corpse has been here for 2 weeks now.
Don't be ridiculous. He can't have a corpse. Kinger deleted him. Deletions don't leave corpses.
And who's the guy trying to steal my cheese?
Don't worry about it. We're going to have someone clean that all up. Just make sure don't talk to the feds. Or programmers.
I mean, it sounds just like Kane, but I guess,
Man, now I want cheese. Maybe cheese would help calm me because of... Well, okay, on that side of things, God, it's like everything was happening in the past couple weeks. We were all... Everybody in the Digital Circus fandom was traumatized by that episode. Chainsaw Man was crazy good for one last time. We're gonna find out whatever the fuck is going on this week for Adult Swim April Fools. Jesus.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit happening.
And that's the stuff I actually like to pay attention to, because the world is still falling apart in a myriad of ways I try not to think about. But that is neither here nor there. Anyway, but what is here, and possibly also there, and everywhere, in your car even, maybe in your trunk, this is episode 428 of this podcast. How's everyone's last couple of weeks been going?
Short version. I'm so fucking tired. Long version. Everything's terrible. I hate people. I wish everybody would actually fucking leave on time. So I don't have to get home after 5 o'clock most days, because that sucks. I have no time for anything else. That's all I got. I've been watching college basketball for the last 2 weeks. It's a lot of fun. Also, yeah, we didn't do a show last week because there was nothing going on and we don't care about Chapel Roan drama ever. We have lives.
Yeah, I got more important things I could be doing.
Yeah, yeah, I got nothing. Like, the weather's been crazy. I have not done crap. More car troubles. My mother's car is dying again. And this time we're going to make sure who fucked up so we can get proper restitution. Or restoration. Or something. Just,
Someone's going to pay.
Take so fucking long to fix. God.
These fucking metal machines.
Yeah, short version of that story. You know the coolant reservoir under the hood of your car? It should not look like brown sludge in there.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody fucked up really bad.
Christ.
Beep.
Oh, well, good luck with all that.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun.
Anyway, Mark, what about you?
The last weeks have been, we've been up and down. Of course, I had to get that circus thing out the way because, that was traumatizing. Everyone went, I wonder how this was going to be. Like, till I find out, that's going to be on Juneteenth. No, really, June 19th. That's Juneteenth.
Huh.
Which is like, they're like, okay, that's okay. And I keep hearing fucking rumors about how it might be in a theater, but again, rumors, as in, should I believe you or not? Probably not. I don't know. What's the source?
I mean, I know what you're talking about. I've seen, like, cached listings on, like, the Internet Archive where people, like, caught, like, a webpage before it, like, went away. But who really knows?
And this weekend, we celebrate my mom's birthday, which, like, yeah, that's nice. And it's like, we have to eat this time. We have to Texas Roadhouse.
Rolls.
Yeah. I've been a few times before, but yeah. It's like you get the rolls, the fucking cactus blossom, which I know is basically the blooming onion ripoff, but it's like fried onions.
A blooming onion by any other name tastes just as good.
Yeah. And let's see. Other than that, not really much of it happening. I'm just doing my usual thing, which I'll probably say later. But yeah.
All right. Cool. As for me, well, I finally cleared another game out of the backlog, that being Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. I only finally got around to, and man, these games are still really goddamn fun. The other day, I decided to, just for the hell of it, boot up Balatro again for another round, just to see, just to try out a specific strategy, which somehow worked, and I managed to achieve not just getting to Ante 12, but getting scores all the way up in the tens of billions. Yeah, I was funneling the deck all towards Steel Kings, having the Jokers that, like, you know, do the multipliers on, like, the face cards, and, oh, this one copies that ability, this one triggers the cards again. The only way it could have been better was if I actually had the foresight to put a red dot on any of the kings, and then just start, like, funneling the deck towards just being Red Seal Kings. I might have to try that again. What else? Aside from that, well, there's, of course, packing, because, this weekend I'm gonna be in Boston for Anime Boston, and I could really use a vacation. I really want to see my partner. And also maybe eat some dope-ass food and have some fun con stuff. Oh, and of course, there is the Yoko Kanno concert, which of course means my, basically I've been getting through the work days just binging soundtracks. You know, maybe someday I might actually have to sit down and watch Macross Plus.
Yes, you should. It is peak everything.
Yeah, because, I mean, both soundtracks, the orchestral stuff is great, but especially soundtrack 2, where you get the more eclectic stuff going on. Mwah. Chef's kiss. Also, Turn A Gundam has a pretty good score.
Also by Yoko Kanno.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. If I can recall, did Jimmy Mafia sample that on one of his songs?
Turn A Gundam, I believe so. I don't remember the exact song.
I think it was Beta Male Strategies. That's it. It was Beta Male Strategies.
Yep.
Ah. Well, there you go. Man's got... Which is also funny, because I think Yoko Kanno also composed for Vision of Escaflowne.
Yes. She did Escaflowne as well.
So, we got, you know, double dose. I guess JPEG's got a favorite. Also, my roommate just snuck in and left a rubber duck on my dresser and then stole it. I live in an interesting house. I was trying to do this with a straight face. That was an unexpected interruption. But, yeah, it's basically about it. I just gotta get through another couple work days, and then I'll be on vacation. But, that about does it for the intro formalities. Now it's time to get into the weeds of this episode, starting, of course, with the usual weekly song discussion for the past couple weeks. As always, there'll be a playlist down in the description. You can follow along with us, pick up some new tunes, mark your calendars for new albums, all that fun stuff. So, you know what? Let's throw it over to Mark to get things started with this first song.
So anyway, last time I talked about these two guys, Old Shredder and Mike, they released a double album, Pompeii/Utility. It's an album, but it's like, you know, one from Mike, one from Earl, with the Strip Gang producing the whole thing. Basically, almost like That almost like Spick and Puzzle Bowl, kind of, maybe, but I don't know. Anyway, it's coming out this Friday. And, yeah, it is a long, from a track list, yeah, it's a long ass album to listen to. Meaning, if you have a rule of not doing those things, I don't blame you. But anyway, we got another single that comes from both of them. It's called Lead Belly. And you can see where this is like basically something that's up there, like it's very lo-fi, kind of like lo-fi, trappery, very, you know, sort of like, okay. And of course, you got early Mike rapping back and forth with this song. Perfect the verse, like it's basically them doing the whole thing where they, the share verse go back to them. It's like, ah, oh, okay, they're playing along. It's like, okay. So I guess it's a pretty decent track. It's a short song, but then again, no one Earl and Mike and. And you know how this is shit. The songs might be short, but it's sort of a different vibe to go through. It's like, yeah, I gotta dig it a bit.
Yep, can't wait to check out the full thing at some point. Now moving on to the next track here. It's been a hot minute since we last heard a proper studio album for the band Elder, about 2022 to be precise. But now it looks like the band has scheduled their newest studio album for May 29th, titled Through Zero. And so we have the lead-off single, which is the title track. And if you're at all familiar with this band's mix of sludgy, psychedelic prog rock and all, you probably won't be surprised that this song's a pretty beefy lad at about 9 minutes, laying out some pretty satisfying grooves with the occasional extended measures and mainly like some 3-4 like stuff in there. And that's sort of like the main way it orients itself, with, you know, some exceptions. You get a lot of those, a mix of like those really like beefy, you know, low end guitar chords and these warbled psychedelic guitar leads. There's a lot of rumbling tom patterns and a lot of very lush clean guitars as well. Makes it really satisfying for those clean portions, you know, when the fuzzed out chords start kicking back in. And of course, a good amount of really like spacey psychedelic synths mixed in to add to the atmosphere and everything. It's Elder, it's psychedelic and proggy, and it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, this is far less doom than I thought it was going to be with the classification that the piece from Serial Gum put up about the song and the band. It's got the fuzz guitar, but the drums are too fast, and the vocals are actually decipherable. It's more like post-rock, or even prog, than doom to me. But, yeah, this is pretty good stuff here. I enjoyed it. Also, God, almost 10 minutes long. I was not expecting that after the day I've had. Fuck!
Alright, maybe we can find a more concise song somewhere down the list. Let's see what's next on the docket. Oh, fuck, it's President, these assholes again.
Oh.
Yay! More music! And they even announced they're going on a headlining US tour, because they totally have an organic following.
Ooh, they're coming to Charlotte. I'm not going to go to that show. No, thank you.
Because they're totally not industry plants, you see. This is all organic. In the same way that Whole Foods is organic. But what do they got going on here? This new single from them is called Mercy, and, well, I can sum it up pretty quickly. It is a D-tier knockoff of Diamond Eyes era Deftones. It's got a similar sort of a chugging guitar groove, this sort of bouncy, like, kick snare pattern going through the drums. The synths kind of have, like, this very hazy quality, and you do have some melodic shoegazy guitar chords in there. I guess technically speaking, by knocking off a Deftones album I like, they've made their most listenable song. But again, that's not really saying much. It's just sort of emphasizing how little there is under the tank here. You know, this is a presidential campaign with no promises or sauce.
Well, taking the gimmick away for a moment as I listen to this, it had me going for a moment right up until that chorus that goes a bit too much like Ollie Sykes with all that grit asking me, "Can you hear the silence? Can you see the dark?"
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not really hitting it for me, mainly because this song is one big copy-paste job, which I don't like. That's a shortcut. Don't do that. Also, I know I sang it in the wrong octave. I can't sing that high, okay?
I mean, to be fair, I don't think Ollie Sykes can either. Ayo!
Not anymore, anyway.
So, boy, howdy. I was gonna say this. So, yeah, I was gonna say this, if Rob's in a musical circus, I think King would torture you with this.
Yes. Yes, he would. I'm surrounded by and this, also, Avenged Sevenfold, fucking Turnstile.
One day I'll finally watch this show that YouTube talk about all the time, but that won't be for a while. I got other things to watch. Like One Piece. That's just really good.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I need to get to that. Season 2, yeah.
Yeah, season 2 was a blast. But let's get back on topic. Move on to the next track here. Oh, hey, looks like we got more Danny Brown on the docket. Mark, want to fill us in on this one, too?
Okay, so we... Okay, well, technically it's a song that's featuring Danny Brown, as he's still in his hyperpop shit, which is, you know, it's all good. I team with the producer, Girl IRL, or Girl... underscore IRL. I don't know. Let's just go with that. Under the equal of the DJ producer and vocalist M. Perlman. Yeah. And they got a song called, well, Magic. Basically, it's a really scary, like art clubby type of pop jam, which is like, oh, it's like kind of what you expect. Of course, you ask me that Danny Brown Magic. Get it. Get it, and yeah, it's really like, oh, okay, it's basically like what they want to hear from these hyper projects, like, okay, like, it's very energetic, very bouncy, got a fun listen to, and of course, added Danny Brown trumpets, it just increases it, and you're like, yeah, still good, yes, it's good, mate, it's good, hell, I think ever since Danny Brown did the whole hip hop shit, it's like, okay, I can check it. It's like, oh yeah, by the way, yeah, speaking of that, you know that group Underscores, his album? Yeah, they had an album out, I think, well, this month, which they check out, so stay tuned to swap in on that on the roundup whenever that comes out.
Oh yeah,
it's so good. Yeah.
But yeah, absolute fucking banger on this. Anyway, let's move on to the next track here, which is from Muse. Oh, Jesus, fuck these assholes again.
Let it be known. Their last good album was The Second Law in 2011. The bar has lowered since The Second Law. We long for the days of dubstep wub-wubs.
Yeah, I prefer that over We're Metal 2, guys. Ugh. But for now, in the present day, it looks like Muse has a new album scheduled for June 26th titled The Wow Signal. I hate that title already. Keep in mind, the way it's stylized, wow is all caps with an exclamation point. Nothing about your music for the past 15 years warrants that level of excitement. But...
wow, that's what I call bullshit.
Total fucking bullshit. Like, let's see what's going on with this lead single here. Be With You. We get an intro that's just kind of like these droning church organs. An intro that eventually segues into a thumping, like, pattern of synths that feels like a dread. I think it's only like 2 minutes out of like a 3 minute song, like 3.5 minute song. But good lord, that opening ramp up feels like it builds for 5 fucking minutes. And the payoff is just not worth it. Like, the last minute or so was the band, you know, full band proper kicking in with this sort of steady, just kind of monotonous arena rock groove. The drums are the only thing with any sort of interesting patterns going on. It's just all very monotonous outside of some generic, like, soaring guitar soloing in there. Blech.
Okay, this is going to sound really mean, I know, but number one, I've had a long day. Number two, this is the only thing that came to mind, so just hear me out. This is one whack-ass Coldplay song here.
Boom, roasted!
And I swear to God above, this band made good music once before. It's just that it was over 15 years ago. It's like the opposite of progress. The further along they go, the worse the music gets.
And how? I feel like I need to be drunk to listen to this. Instead, all I got is a Coke Zero. But we'll leave that disaster for June. So let's move on to the next track here. Funnily enough, another album scheduled for June 26th. So here's a bit of a backstory here. It involves a little band you might have heard of called The Butthole Surfers. You remember them, right? They had really weird-ass bizarro music and stage shows. They got big after, like, one hit song, you know, the track Pepper off of the 1996 album Electric Larryland. Larry. But after that album, you know, actually picked up some traction in the mainstream, as it were, they were apparently set to release another album. You know, they already had it planned and recorded and everything, called After the Astronaut. However, the label they were signed to at the time, Capitol Records, took issue with the album for allegedly not being commercial enough, which, guys, you're trying to get commercial appeal out of the band that wrote a song called Jingle of a Dog's Collar. Do you not realize what you signed up for here?
Yeah, it might be thinking, oh, that's about a cute dog. No, it's about, I want to say, addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe Todd in the Shadows mentioned in his video about these guys. Kurt Cobain was a big fan of these guys, and a big fan of the Meat Puppets, which would explain how they managed to get a somewhat major label deal back in like the like in 1991. Yeah, here it was. Yeah, proof once again that record executives don't know Jack from Squat.
They truly do not. But what getting back on topic of the story here, you know, that record After the Astronaut at the time was scrapped, but a lot of the material would be re-recorded and retooled into what we all know as the 2001 record Weird Revolution. Does that mean the original version had the song about squirrels smoking crack? I'm not going to think about that, because we actually might find out the answer to that question eventually, because, as it turns out, on June 26th, the band will in fact release the original proper version of After the Astronaut. And so to commemorate the announcement, we have a release single from the album called Jet Fighter. And funnily enough, for as much talk as we've been saying about, like, commercial appeal and the band's viability in the mainstream, if you take this song on its own, like, just purely stylistically, it's far from the most unusual song in their catalog, at least instrumentally. I mean, the chords are barely, like, repetitious, it's a steady rhythm. It's got a decent tune to it. The vocals are also, like, actually tuneful with, like, a melody and some kind of coherency in the performance. Maybe aside for some of the extra percussive elements in there, there's nothing immediately that unusual about it. And then you hit play on the music video, which looks like 90s MTV crossed with Tim and Eric. Combined with lyrics that, you know, are very narrative in tone, telling a story about a guy who grows up to become a jet fighter and starts bombing the shit out of Beirut, and also something about John Wayne, I think. Look, we're talking like Gibby Haynes lyrics here. Even at their most coherent, you're still kind of scratching your head like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
Well, this certainly is in line with the rest of their music. It's weird and kind of goofy. I respect this more than I enjoy it, as backhanded as that may sound. I like that this is coming out, even if I may not be like a total diehard fan of it. Although I will say I do enjoy hearing Pepper. That is a very good song.
Classic.
They were doing it in Texas. And by it, I mean dying.
Yes. But now we move on to the final track on the you know, docket here, and oh, hey, it looks like there's some new fire tools on the horizon. Haven't heard from her in a while. Ooh. And yeah,
and I want to be under this. So, what does her AIDS tumor, Danny Brown, and Opian have in common now?
They're all on the same label?
Yep.
Hey! Warp Records knows talent when they see it.
Yep. Oh, yes, they do. And the question of the new album, Lavender Networks, which is coming out May 8th. And it is a single from her, you know, Warp Records debut.
Hang on.
The single was titled.
You sure you want to try this, man?
Fuck. I don't know. But Emotion Face says IPV 0908 2024 Strawberry Head.
I'm pretty sure that means something. Don't ask me, I'm not a programmer.
Yeah, we're not that familiar with Leet Speak, so we're just going to smile and nod and say yes. That is a very good title. That's all we can say about it.
Yes. And we think what the track is, it's a track as well. You heard about this before, you hear this very classic video game type of stuff, like that very crystallized sound, which you kind of hear like, okay, like, so from old video games, yeah, that's what I get from me from like which is not upcoming with this, like it's pretty known that she'll make sure this, and like okay, it sounds good, yeah, it does sound good, but this going to a Warp Records debut, like oh that is very nice, and I want to say this. If they want some Warp Records, they should collaborate.
You know what? There's an idea.
Yeah. First off, yes, big congrats on being assigned to Warp. We all love it. Secondly, this hits all of my spots here. Between the atmospheric synth beats and the heavier metal breakdown, and it all coalesces into what sounds like a cat purring at the end. I don't know if that's a cat purring, but that's what it sounds like to me.
It probably is a cat. Cats are neat. And yeah, yep, no surprise, this slaps. Crystalline synth melody is kind of like those Donkey Kong Country water levels, eventually swelling into fucking gnarly, grinding-ass riffage, and then it start blasting! What's not to love?
Yeah, you can say it both slaps and blasts. In this economy, even.
Good lord. Yep.
And other songs like Kiss the Blade of Cat by Waste of Such Time, A Demon and a Spinal Cord Flapper in the Wind, and the shortest title of the song title in there, Offshore 92.
Ah, that's pretty normal. But yeah, I look forward to, you know, hearing all of this, especially. And where is the heart? I've searched my entire home. I think I've read that light novel before. But, yeah, we'll look forward to that on May 8th. And that about does it for the new song discussion. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have a bit of news to discuss. So, stay tuned. And we're back. We got a couple of news topics to discuss here, so let's move on to this first one here, which is an interesting confluation of our general interests. So if a lot of you are out there listening that are weebs, no doubt you're probably familiar with the name Junji Ito, one of the most acclaimed horror manga authors, you know, to ever do it in the industry. You know, still going at it. And there's been announced, you know, this project adapting a story of his into a pretty interesting format. So there's this story he wrote called Old Records, which, you know, kind of this horror story about, like, mysterious vinyl records that have, like, you know, dark hidden secrets between them. You know, kind of analog horror, you know, type of thing. It's getting printed onto an actual, like, narrated vinyl record. And rather interestingly, okay, it's getting released, you know, English and Japanese, so, you know, sub and dub. You can have that discourse all up elsewhere. For the English language version of this audio adaptation, it's being narrated by Poppy. Which, honestly, now that I say that out loud, makes more sense than I want to admit. So, yeah, on that end, you got Poppy. Also, might as well note that the Japanese language narration is being handled by none other than Shoko Nakagawa, who, of course, did the opening theme for Gurren Lagann, which means she is an absolute queen. One of the only queens that I respect. So, yeah, there's, like, there's currently, like, a pre-order campaign on a Kickstarter for it. Oh, shit, it's got, like, 11 days left, and it's already got, like, way, like, it's three times over its goal at this point. Might have to see if I can get in on that.
Yeah, pretty cool. Once again, I'm just wondering, how much has Junji Ito actually created? Like, have we reached the end of the Junji Ito vault at this point? Is there still more gold in them Dar Hills to be found?
Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I just know they keep releasing, you know, hardcover compilations of his stories, like, basically every year or so. So perhaps there's still depths left to mine, because man's always, you know, chipping away at it. As I believe he himself once said, if you're going to eat the poison, might as well eat the plate.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure this will do much better than literally every single anime adaptation of his things ever.
Yeah. Leave this on the vinyl, or
just keep it that way
because every time you do some anime, it's either not that great or has potential, then fumbles.
Yeah, we've already been through all that discourse.
Yeah. Yes, we have. Good variants on here too. I like the splatter. I like just the this blue one with a signature. Ooh, test pressing. That's neat. Though I don't have room anymore. Oh, there's a glow-in-the-dark version. That's very cool.
Nice.
And they're all sold out. Of course they are. Well, this is going to be a cool project for people who pay money for it.
I may or may not be one of those people. I'm still debating it. I have an entire weekend of things to save money for. We'll revisit that topic in due time. So, now let's move on to the more than likely much bigger announcement. That, of course, being the 2026 lineup for La La Blah 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 Blah. Of course, as always, taking place from July 30th to August 2nd in Grant Park, Chicago, Illinois.
4 days of lineups here, which I managed to find by aimlessly searching because, okay, to every festival out there, please, for the love of God, get your days set out before you publish the lineup. Organize that shit first, then do the lineup push, okay? Okay.
Organized hierarchy is important for a reason. So we can fucking read things and have it make sense. But let's get this show on the road, and I'm just going to go ahead and get things started here with the lineup for Thursday. So, your big headliners for Thursday are Lord and John Summit. Then, moving on down the rest of the day, we have the likes of Somber, Empire of the Sun, Wet Leg, Worship, Blood Orange, neat.
Hmm.
5 Seconds of Summer, who are still around for some reason.
Okay.
That's what I said. There's also Katama, Viagra Boys, which I still refuse to learn what that is. Audrey Hobart, Snow Strippers, Boris Brejcha, Paris Paloma, Little Sims, CMAT, Boys Noise, Between Friends, Miles Per Hour, Amble, Kingfisher, oh hey, Nina Jirachi.
Hey, we like that.
Hot and Freddy. Wait, is that a pun on Hot and Ready? Like a Little Caesar's Pizza? Bella Kay, Marlon Funaki, DeVault, SB19, Eka Vandal, Bad Nerves, Asha Banks, Fauzia, Evening Elephants, Pearly Drops, Bixby, Penelope Road, No Good, and No as in to know the truth. Get it? It's a pun. Elizabeth Nichols, Kalo, or Chloe, perhaps, The Braymores, Chalk, Simon Grossman, and Kim Theory. Alright, those are names in there, so who wants to take over for Friday?
I would like to. So, your Friday lineup. Headliners are Charlie XCX, yes, and the Smashing Pumpkins. Get fucked, Billiam H. Corgan. Charlie's topping your ass.
That could mean two things.
I have such a love-hate relationship with this band. Melancholy, Infinite Sadness, amazing album. Corgan is such a fucking asshole, though. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to choose my time listening to that album carefully. Anyway, we also have here Lil Uzi Vert, Youngblood, Go to Prison Diplo, Major Lazer.
Yeah.
Not for Radio. Zara Larson. God, I don't know why I couldn't say that. Freddie Gibbs.
Ooh.
Who will not be escaping out of a storage unit saying, "Nobody see nobody," and then just pistol slash everyone. I love that bit from Loiter Squad.
Classic.
Yeah. Anyway, we also have Suki Waterhouse, I-Dull, Mustard, Oaklu, Horse Girl, not those Horse Girls, a different Horse Girl with two eyes.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. I see now.
That's... Yeah. The story so far, Lowe's.
Nice.
All right. Net Spend with two T's, Side Piece, Sky Newman, Notion, Roz with the slash in the O because True Cult, Balu Brigada, Lyny, whatever that is, I don't know, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are, Mother, Julia Wolf, Slater, with three Ys. Claire Rosencrantz, 54 Ultra, High Vise, Finn Wolfhard, Avello, Party of Two. What, no Party of Five? Okay. The Army, comma, the Navy. Love Spells, Ella Red, Paloma Morphe, Dewey Ran, Ivory, Ella Bo, Brad Easy, Emmy Grace, Benno, Chicago Maid, Valencia Grace, and Whitney Whitney.
Okay.
That sounds like a fake name. It sounds like a fake name to me. An animated show 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah. But now time to move on to Saturday.
I'll do this one. Okay, Saturday we got Olivia Dean. Yeah, remember that girl? The singer? Yeah, her. And Jenny from Blackpink, I think. Anyway, what else we got? We got The Neighborhood from that one song that was a hit then. I forgot. Ethel Kane.
Nice. Right.
Disco Lines. Oh, Leon Thomas.
Ooh, cool.
Double O. Clips.
Hey, hell we got yeah. Culture up in here. How are we going to follow this up?
Geese.
Oh, they are... everything got super white all of a sudden.
They are one of the bands of all time.
Yeah. Alice in Wonderland. A name I have heard before because fun fact, she was one of the people that contribute music to Carol on Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. DJ Trixie Mattel. Right. BB No Money.
Hey, it's that one guy.
Okay. Damn it. Coon? How do you say your name?
Quinn? I guess.
Quinn? Pew? All right. Sienna Sparrow. Sparrow. Max Styler. Spacey Jane. Wolf Alice. Weefin, anyway. Cortis, Cameron Whitcomb, Abo?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Calamari. All right. Quadeca. Oh, by the way, also somebody who worked. Also somebody who worked on Danny Brown's. Stardust. All right. Mama. Again, another person was, oh, work on Stardust. Frost Children.
Ooh.
All right. Goldie Boutillier. Das Bitch. Lucy Bedrock. Om Nom.
Be gone from Jim us, Legacy. Weird koala.
Jim Legacy. Shazio. Jay Stevens. Ryman. Villanelle.
Like the antagonist from Killing Eve?
I guess. Sunday, 1994.
What's so special about 1994 Sundays?
MC4D. Chase. Calder Allen. Nat Myers. Inc. Peace Control. The Creakers. Are they from Peach Creek? Next to Ken and Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra.
All right, so we got some Hyper Pop. We got Leon Thomas and Clips, Ethel Kane, and the silly TikTok cosplay meme guy. There are also other names here. I'm sorry, Boutillier? And again, why 1994? What was so special about the Sundays of that year? Was any other year's Sundays? I have questions. But I suppose those questions will have to wait, as there's one more day to discuss here, and that is, of course, the lineup for Sunday. And I'll be the one to round things out here, bring it all full circle. Your big headliners for Sunday are, oh god, Tate McRae. XX.
Also,
So Tate McRae, we want a pop star, but it's like, can't get the one you like, so you settle for her.
Yeah. When you want a pop star, but not any specific one. Anyway, moving on to the rest of the lineup, we got... Oh, god fucking damn it, it's Turnstile.
Oh.
Let's see. Trying to move on from that, we got Beba Doobie. Aespa? Okay. What the fuck do you mean the Chainsmokers are still around?
What? Why? I thought I killed you! Wait, no. What? I thought I killed you!
Giving a shit. Or...
No, I didn't. Wait, no. I'm kind of like as a joke.
Anyway, Muna? Anyway, Hot Mulligan. Yo Asobi.
Oh.
Nice. Adu.
Otto.
Otto. Fucking son of a... Blah. There's Jade. Eli Brown, Duke Dumont, Fake Mink, Dombreski, Mona Leo, Adela, Riordan, Vunderhorse, Amber Mark, West End, Destin Conrad, Inji, Waylon Wyatt, Water From Your Eyes, Los Retros, Vandalux, New Constellations, Cruz, Beckham, and The Breakers, The Bends, After, What More, Porchlight, Easy Honey, Jackie Hollander, Stella Lefty, Justin Sky, Will Swinton, Sunshine, Case Oates, Surfing for Daisy, Snack Time, and Zach Martino. I have no idea who 90% of you people are.
You keep me listening to The Bends? No narcotics in my brain can make this go away. Why would you name yourself after a goddamn Radiohead album? And not the good one. Why The Bends?
I have no opinion about that name since I am a confirmed Radiohead hater. My brain's just weird like that. I don't know what you want me to tell you. But yeah, good on Yo Asobi for continuing to get that festival bag. And probably having to introduce the audience and fan bases of Turnstile and Ethel Kane to Oshinoko and Freerin. But yeah, there is your 4 days of acts. Some of them you might actually like or have heard of.
Yeah, I'll just wait for this to go live on Hulu or YouTube or whoever's gonna sign up to show the whole thing live. I'm not gonna go to Chicago in the summertime. I can't even afford to go out of my own city in the summertime right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming Hulu because I'm looking at the giant ass fucking sponsor list, and Hulu is listed right there.
Okay, I can watch Charlie XCX in the comfort of my own home and turn it off if I ever see anyone who disgusts me, like Diplo or Billy Corgan or a band who calls themselves The Bends. Ew, go away.
Disgusting.
Disgusting!
But, yeah, so that about does it for all the news discussion. Now there's just one last thing here before the sign-off, and that is the new album releases for the week of April 3rd, 2026. as far as the noteworthy ones at least, there's the brand new self-titled album from Sun O, three close parentheses. From Corrosion of Conformity, we have their new album, Good God, Bad Man. As previously mentioned during the songs, there's the Earl Sweatshirt, Mike, and Surf Gang collaboration, Pompeii Utility. From Thundercat, we have his long-awaited new album, Distracted. And unfortunately, last, there is the new Swae Lee solo album, Same Difference. Now, it is time to clean house and get the hell out of here. Alex, you know where to find him. His stuff is in the description, as always. Mark, what about you?
You can find me on Blue Sky, where I have been doing, like, a third of what anime I've been watching this year, and I do a lot of takes. I do a lot of things, a lot of stuff to say. Even the long version of that, go to my site, mythypeone.com, where, of course, I'm pulling the time of the season, the winter 2016, where I tell you what anime I thought was good, what I thought was shit. And, of course, it goes a little change this year. I'm going to do something, I did some things special post-wise, where I do my, well, special post do a breakdown thing, where I do my best of the season, worst of the season, I will mention, if you know what they are, I'm doing like that now, so yeah.
The anime season. I still have no idea why I made myself sit through the daily life of a part-time torturer. Can you tell I don't make good decisions? But anyway, as for me, you can find me on Blue Sky, other places at Rob Barracuda. You can email me at robert@sewerresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Be sure to, follow the website itself on Blue Sky at surrealresolution.bluesky. Visit the website surrealresolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all that good stuff. And, be sure to find the link to our Discord there as well, so you can always chat it up about whatever's going on in the television and movie spaces, and also food takes, all kinds of takes. So, thank you for, tuning in this week. We'll be back at some point in the next couple of weeks, because, keep in mind, I'm going on vacation, I'm flying back in on Monday, so, depending on how I'm feeling, there may or may not be anything recorded for next week, but, we'll see how it happens. So, thank you for listening, and until then, rest in piss, Sora. Now your ungodly AI videos can't taint the good name of the world's greatest Keyblade Master. Another domino falls.
And why can't I feel somebody's behind me?
I don't know. Who is behind you?
Okay, I don't know why I sense big lips and some eyes, but not in the way. Oh no, he's back.
Mark, today's adventure is podcasting.